Thunder Bay. The city of Thunder Bay has made its work-from-home policy permanent, building on a move it first made in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The city had continued to test the policy as a pilot program after COVID restrictions were lifted. In a report to City Council presented earlier this week, administration concluded the program could be key in attracting and retaining staff, will not compromise services, and could bring savings through a reduced need for office space. Council voted unanimously to approve the policy, but not before some members expressed hesitation over potential liability and productivity concerns. There are currently 149 city staff participating in the work-from-home program, with 25 of those working primarily from home, and the remainder on a hybrid model. The city says those numbers could grow as it transitions more employees from desktop to laptop computers, and integrates tools like MS Teams and Microsoft 365. Only a fraction of city staff will be eligible for the program, however, mostly including managers, administrative, and professional staff. The staff report cited research suggesting flexible work arrangements are second only to salary in factors candidates consider when choosing an employer. A previous survey of city staff showed participants almost universally found the work-from-home program beneficial. However, the survey also revealed frustration and a lack of understanding about the work-from-home program among some workers who aren't eligible, according to a city report. Rajni Agarwal also expressed her misgivings over the policy at a Monday council meeting, pushing to delay the vote to receive more information on liability concerns, though she ultimately voted in favor. Most other councillors expressed confidence after hearing reassurances from city staff, though some others, like Kaun K.C. Etreni and Kaun Trevor Girtuga, also brought up liability issues, asking what would happen if an employee had a heart attack or slipped on ice while working from home. In response, staff expressed confidence liability issues had been addressed through steps like a safety and ergonomics assessment for home workspaces, and noted they are covered by WSIB. In my mind, we have addressed these concerns, which is why the recommendation is before you, said City Manager Norm Gale. As your city manager, I am comfortable with the risk assessment behind this. Other councillors asked about potential accountability and productivity issues for employees working from home without direct supervision, though Gale noted city staff frequently work independently, whether from home or elsewhere. What mechanism do we have in place to make sure supervisors can properly exercise authority, to make sure employees are doing their work? Asked Kaun. Shelby Shin. Director of Human Resources Carrie Ortgies said supervisors assess the ability of employees to work from home before approving requests, and can revise them as needed. If there were some challenges and for whatever reason the supervisor felt that had to be revisited, we have done so, and the program provides the flexibility to do that, she said. Kristen Oliver said the program will help the city keep up with the private sector in attracting employees, and bring benefits like allowing staff to continue working from home when a child is sick. I'm not a super big fan of work from home, countered Girtuga, while acknowledging he himself was connecting to the meeting from home to accommodate health issues. I do have some real concerns about liabilities. Girtuga also shared a recent experience in which he said he struggled to reach staff in a city department, saying he was told several were or might be working from home. Under the program, employees can request to work from home full-time, part-time, or on an ad hoc basis. The requests are subject to approval by supervisors and reviewed annually. If the home is an employee's primary work location, the city will provide equipment such as office chairs and technology. The employee is responsible for phone, internet, and any increased utility or home insurance costs. Other municipalities, including Sudbury, Durham, Hamilton, Peterborough, Toronto, and Barrie, have implemented a permanent hybrid work program for employees, staff said.